And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. There is power in the prophetic word of God. Well, today we're going to take a trip down the rabbit hole. The rabbit hole. Have you ever seen the movie? I don't think it's that great of a movie, but it's a very strange movie. They did a remake of it recently, of the book Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. You know, in that book and movie, at a certain time, the little girl Alice goes down the rabbit hole after the rabbit. And when she goes deep down into the rabbit hole, she finds, well, an entire alternative world. Strange things going on down the rabbit hole. Well, today we're going to talk about some things that you'll find as we go deeper down the rabbit hole. This is Volume 8. I love these editions, Jerry. Jerry's my broadcast engineer. Volume 8. We've had so much fun on this. 7 volumes. Now we're up to Volume 8, which is an amazing thing. And we always give each edition of Down the Rabbit Hole a little subtitle, just to add a little flavor, a little fun, a little explanatory information to people's perceptions and consciousness. Hey, those are big words, aren't they? I'm pretty good at that. I actually can say that. Perceptions and consciousness. Okay. I'm sounding like a New Ager. I'm going to have to watch. I guess one will have to wash my mouth out with soap. Like the way my mom did one time when I was a little kid, one of us said a bad word. I think we said D-A-R-N. It didn't seem like a bad word at the time. All the kids were saying it. She said, what did you say? Darn. Uh-oh. She grabbed that soap and it didn't taste good. That was the only time she did it. I guess she made her point on us. We didn't say any more bad words. With mom around, at least. Well, in any case, here's what we're going to talk about today. Immoral lizards. Immoral lizards. Gay deceivers. Vicious warmongers. Treasonous agents. And other political misfits. You know, I don't know how, Jerry, I don't know how much worse you can get than that. Going down the rabbit hole and you discover immoral lizards, gay deceivers, vicious warmongers, treasonous agents, and other political misfits. I hope we can get to the other. You know, we usually run out of time. We've got enough on our agenda or the bucket list or whatever. I don't know what they call it nowadays. Well, I'd like to talk to you about some things that are going on in the world down the rabbit hole. The other world. Well, actually, it's this world. You know, Christians actually live in an alternative world. This world is not ours. We're just, the Bible, you know, it's like that old hymn, we're only passing through. We're pilgrims. Paul said, you know, when you become a Christian, when you become a born-again person, you actually are transformed into a new creature, a new person, and you are brought nigh unto heavenly places, unto Zion. You see, a lot of people say, I'm an American citizen, but really, that's only temporary. As a Christian, you're a citizen of heaven. Heavenly Jerusalem, in fact. Heavenly Zion. That's why a lot of people don't understand about Israel possessing everything. It's the Israel of God. It's heavenly Jerusalem. And that's a far different Israel than the one in the Middle East today. That's made out of rocks and dirt and blasphemous Jews who hate Jesus. Well, let's talk about these immoral lizards and gay deceivers and all these other political misfits. You know, David Rockefeller is certainly one of them. David Rockefeller, in his autobiography, he says, I'm a proud internationalist. I'm proud of it. I want a new world order. He said, some people have accused me of wanting a one world government, a new world order. He said, I stand accused, and it's true. I do. And I'm proud of it. David Rockefeller, one of the richest men in the world, of course, the Rockefeller dynasty. I show you their estate, and you can see all the very curious occult symbology at the Rockefeller estate. In my book, Mysterious Monuments. But Rockefeller, as and his people, have just put out a new study. Now, get this. This is incredible. The Rockefeller Foundation has put out a study describing what is going to happen to planet Earth. So this is amazing. They say there's a series of one of four scenarios that will happen to you and I, Jerry, and to everyone listening to us. Here's how the world is going to look some years from now. A lot of people say, what is going to happen in the future? This is what the Rockefeller Foundation says. Man, and is it a frightening picture of the future. Listen, it says, expect this. Global pandemics that kill millions. Mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, biometric ID cards, and a world of dictatorial top-down government control. These things are, this, I have the news item right here in my hand, are not lifted from the latest science fiction blockbuster movie. They're part of the Rockefeller Foundation's vision for what the globe might be like in 15 to 20 years under a new world order tightly controlled by the elite. By the way, this is an article reported by Paul Joseph Watson on PrisonPlanet.com. But it comes from the Rockefeller Foundation's report entitled Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. This was a study produced in association with a group called the Global Business Network, the Globalist. It's entitled also in one of the scenarios, entitled Lockstep. It depicts this tighter top-down government dictatorial control and an authoritarian leadership, limited innovation, and growing citizen pushback. Citizens are angry, but they have very few choices. They talk about a pandemic, the H1N1 bird flu pandemic. Folks, they're creating these things in the laboratory. They're trying to discover how best to distribute mass death to people, to the whole planet. And the Rockefeller Foundation said that's what we have to look forward to. This pandemic. It's greater than just an epidemic. It's pandemic. That means it goes across national borders. That's the meaning of the word pan, across borders. They say it will infect 20% of the global population and kill at least 8 million people. Economies will grind to a halt, and the governments of the world will have to impose authoritarian measures to respond to the crisis. There will be airtight travel rules. No man can go anywhere without permission. Have to have a license to travel, even out of your little local hometown. There will be mandatory wearing of face mask. They'll check body temperatures to see if you're sick. You go to a supermarket, they'll stop you and say, we need to take your temperature. Maybe you have the epidemic. Maybe you're sick. If so, we'll have to quarantine you. We'll have to take you away. You may never be seen again. Draconian measures will remain in place even after the pandemic fades. Get it? They'll use this as a pretext for dictatorial control of human beings' lives. There will be firmer grip on power by political leaders, and citizens will have to, listen to what the Rockefeller Foundation says, willingly sacrifice their sovereignty and privacy, leading to a, this is their wording now, leading to a more controlled world bossed by paternalistic states who impose biometric ID cards to identify and control the movement and all actions of every citizen. This will be enforced with global regulatory agreements. There will be a global governance. No more nationalism, because it has proven unworthy. America as an independent sovereign nation, that's an unworthy concept in the future world, 15 to 20 years ahead. And I could keep going on with the scenarios predicted. These people actually say this is going to occur. So get ready for it. These new dictatorial rules, no more national boundaries, a world government to govern all of us. Now, here's something interesting. Now, folks, if you've got my video, my DVD, and my newest one entitled Die, America, Die, you know that what I show in the video, it is the very first video ever out on this subject. What it does is show you how they're destroying America, destroying the dollar, destroying our economy. It is a planned series of fiascos and catastrophic events. And their goal is to take the money of American citizens to bankrupt us, to destabilize America, to destroy us. And meanwhile, that money will be redistributed to other nations and other peoples, and especially Red China, and the communist government of Red China will become the premier leader nation of the whole world. The New World Order, said George Soros in my video. You have to get this video, Die, America, Die. The leader of the New World Order will be China, not America. See, a lot of Americans say, well, I don't mind a New World Order as long as America's the leader of it. As long as we can tell everybody else what to do, and if they don't obey us, we'll just go nuke them. We'll use our military and just conquer them the way we did over in Saddam Hussein's Iraq. We'll just do that with anybody if they don't obey America. Yeah, well, what if America's not the leader of the New World Order? What if we're one of the peon nations? What if they're going to take from us and give to others? What if they're going to take your furniture, your home, your bank account, your pensions, your savings, your jobs, your livelihood, your property, and distribute it to others who are more needy, including the over 1 billion people of Red China and the 1 billion people of India? You greedy Americans have had it good too long. Now you're going to have to give up everything. Now let me read this to you. I'm going to read it exact so you'll understand it. It says the important thing, this is the news item here. The important thing to understand from the scenario outlined by the Rockefeller study for our future is that China is praised in the report as the model for how governments globally should respond to crises. The most draconian and dictatorial policies, including mandatory quarantines, are praised in the way the Red Chinese respond to them. China will save millions of lives with its government because they don't have to worry about democracy. They don't have to worry about freedom and liberty. They don't ask the people to do what to do. They tell them what to do. And if they don't listen up, they either put them in prison or they murder them. Why do you think they're building FEMA concentration camps right here in America? China is the model for the New World Order. China will lead the New World Order, says George Soros. And you'll see this in my video. And said Soros, this Hungarian Jew billionaire who works for Rothschild, Soros said, Americans better not resist either. What a threat. You better not resist China leading the New World Order. You say, well, how did China get to be that way? How do they get to be the top domino on the game board? Folks, don't you get it? Our leaders, starting with Kissinger and Nixon back in the late 60s and the early 70s, have given everything that we own to Red China. They own most of our debt now. The Chinese yuan, their currency, is now respected almost as much as the dollar. And pretty soon the dollar will be just totally demolished and the yuan will be one of the top currencies. In fact, there will be a global currency and the Chinese will be controlling that global currency. And it won't be the dollar. It won't be the euro either. That will be the basis for this common global currency. Red China has been buying up America's coal, our iron ore, our lumber, our aluminum, our tin, and all of our other natural resources. Tanker ships have been steadily taking them. They've been loaded up on trains and taken to Red China. And as I show in my video, Goldman Sachs, the bank, has bought up the largest warehouse manufacturing corporation in the world, moved it to Red China, and they have built over 100,000 gigantic warehouses, and they're storing all of these commodities and resources because they know of what's coming. Folks, when the gun shoots and the race begins of World War III and of these catastrophes such as quarantines and pandemics and dreaded diseases and wars and death and nuclear destruction, China will be spared. And they'll have all those natural resources from America. It's an amazing story. And I tell it on Die, America, Die. And now Rockefeller, the Rockefeller Foundation, has confirmed what I say in my video, Die, America, Die. But it's worse than you can imagine. You gotta have that video. Folks, the communists are political misfits. Read what happened in the Soviet Union after 1917, all the way to 1984, when Gorbachev of the Soviet Union and George Herbert Walker Bush met on that ship off the Isle of Malta and forged a new world order. And the Iron Curtain fell down. Up until that time, the Soviet Union and all of its captive republics had become the most miserable places in the world, with thousands of gulag prison camps and no freedoms whatsoever. And that's true of China. You know, someone told me, an older person that used to live in China way back as a young boy. They said, Tex, my parents, who were missionaries, would take us to the city of Shanghai. You ever heard the word Shanghai? I've been Shanghai'd. That basically means you've been mugged. You've been, you know, thugs got you, hit you in the head and took your money or whatever. The term came out, I've been Shanghai'd, because of so many thefts and robberies and muggings going on in the city of Shanghai in China before the communists took over. There were tens of thousands of prostitutes prowling the streets, and pickpockets were everywhere, and gambling and prostitution and debauchery was everywhere in Shanghai, China. And then Mao Zedong and the communists took over, and oh, were they ever moralist. Now, they don't mind taking tens of thousands away and shooting them in the head and killing them. But they decided, we're going to have a nation that looks clean to the outside world. We're going to purify it. We're going to have a cleansing process. And did you know within 6 months there were no prostitutes on the street? There were no more pickpockets. There were no more muggings. You could walk the streets of Shanghai at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and nobody would molest you. It's a miracle what the communists did. They cleaned up their city of Shanghai. How did they do it? How do you think they did it? My friend said there were no trials. They just went in their paddy wagons every night and picked up all the prostitutes. And there were pits full of bodies all around the city. And they kept throwing more bodies in. Shoot them in the head, throw them in the pit. Shoot them in the head, throw them in the pit. Pickpockets, you don't get to go to a trial. There's no judges here. You're dead. We catch you being a pickpocket, or you're even suspected of it, you die. That's what they call criminal justice, all right. There's no Miranda warning. They don't read you your rights there. Oh, 6 months' time, they cleaned up the place. Of course, there were a lot of murderers running free that murdered all these people, and many of them were probably innocent. Their neighbors, maybe gossipy neighbors, had told lies about them, or people that were jealous or envious of a particular family because they had a little bit more money than them. You know, the one everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses, or the one Hung Lees, or whatever. I don't know what they call them. They died too from false reports. Some say that Mao Zedong and his murderous associates put as many as 100 million Chinese to death. Some of them were lucky. They just went to re-education camps, gulags, and they were re-educated and rehabilitated. But most just died. They were taken out and shot, and their bodies buried in those pits. Well, That's the model government. You remember what happened at Tiananmen Square? Thousands of protesters came out to the square. Very courageous. And now dead. What do you think happened to the young man that stood in front of that tank and would not move? While the cameras were on him and the world's press was watching, the tank stopped. I understand the reports came in that 3 days later that man was arrested. He's dead, that young man. Yes, folks, Red China is the model government for the New World Order. And I proved that in Die America Die. And now the Rockefeller Foundation says we should praise Red China. That's the kind of government we're going to need in the catastrophic future just ahead. Well, how is Red China getting all of this wealth? What kind of political agents or misfits have been giving them money? Well, you know, there's Senator Chuck Schumer. There's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. There's President Barack Obama. There was President Hillary and Bill Clinton. Remember, they accepted millions of dollars in campaign contributions from Johnny Chung, communist agent for the Red Chinese Army. You remember Johnny Chung, don't you? You'll remember all of these high-tech corporations that gave kickbacks and payoffs to the Chinese. The Chinese, of course, were given some of America's most precious military secrets by a spy, Jonathan Pollard, a Jew. Jonathan Pollard stole thousands, tens of thousands of classified documents from the Pentagon. He gave them to the Israeli Mossad spy agency. The Israelis sold them to Red China. Isn't that a great ally we've got, the nation of Israel? They sold all of these top secret documents to Red China. And now Red China has all of our military secrets. Jonathan Pollard ended up in prison. And guess what? Benjamin Netanyahu has visited our President Obama and demanded the release from prison and the pardoning of their Israeli hero, the American-born Jew, Jonathan Pollard. And I suspect that before he leaves office, I believe Barack Obama will pardon this hideous spy. And he will become a millionaire and be rewarded in Israel for his treachery in America. A misfit. Well, let's go. Let's just continue on. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, Jewish, trashing the Constitution recently. According to Fox News, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg was interviewed by an Egyptian newspaper. Guess what she said? She was asked, Egypt has now overthrown our dictator Mubarak. Do you think we should use the U.S. Constitution as a model? What do you think Supreme Court Justice would say? Should a country like Egypt use the U.S. Constitution as a model? Here's what she said. She said, no, I do not think the United States Constitution is adequate for a constitution to be used for the nation of Egypt. She's trashing the Constitution. The very same day, and I think all this was planned to come out, the New York Times had an article. Now, this is in early February 2012, in which it stated the United States Constitution was defective. It's defective, folks. Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, all of them messed up. Do you know why? It doesn't have socialism. It doesn't have communism. According to the New York Times, there are no provisions that all people have the right to food, medical services, and lodging. In other words, shelter. In a perfect democracy, the New York Times, in a perfect constitution, everyone would be guaranteed all the food they need, all the medical they need, and their shelter. They'd be given a home or apartment. Isn't that just wonderful? Our Constitution is defective, says the New York Times. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg said it is inadequate for countries like Egypt. In other words, the developing nations. Folks, there's a theme here. There's a reason why the New York Times came up with this article at the same time that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out with her article. I mean, her comment that the U.S. Constitution is not adequate. I tell you, Ginsburg is Jewish. The other woman now on the Supreme Court is also Jewish, Elena Kagan. You know, the name Kagan actually comes from the longer word, the Russian Jewish word, Kaganovich. And Kaganovich was the deputy for decades, the murderous deputy to Joseph Stalin. Lazar Kaganovich, he was Jewish. In fact, he was so respected by Stalin that Stalin married his sister, Rosa, who was Jewish, of course. And Rosa kept a close watch on Joseph Stalin for her brother, Kaganovich. But by the way, according to one report, Stalin would get into murderous moods and he would beat Rosa. One time he began to beat her and he ripped the clothes off of her body. And it just so happened that the temperature was 20 below zero. It was one of the coldest years in decades in Moscow in the den of winter. To escape his blows, she ran into the yard and he hollered at her, "You, Rosa," said Stalin, right there at the Kremlin now in their apartment complex. "Climb that tree and stay there all night. Sleep in that tree." And she was forced naked to climb up into a tree and spend the night with the temperature being freezing. This was the kind of monster that he was. They say the wife prior to Rosa, who died, was actually strangled to death by Joseph Stalin. But I suspect he was afraid to strangle Rosa because, well, Lazar Kaganovich was Jewish and almost equally as powerful as was Stalin. Well, let's see what we have some more here for us. Our government is giving us something really interesting over in Afghanistan. You say, why don't we leave? Osama bin Laden supposedly is dead, so why haven't we left? We went to get him. Well, we got him, so why are we still there? Why do we have over 120,000 troops and many die every month? What's that all about? Well, I got a letter from a military person, and it said, "Dear Tex, I hope you will mention the heroin poppy fields growing here in Afghanistan. What I am doing as an army soldier is guarding these fields for the CIA. That's our only job here. We stay on the post at night because we know we'll be murdered by the Taliban. They control the whole country of Afghanistan. We have already lost this war. And as long as we leave their heroin poppy fields alone, they let us stay in our little compounds. Although periodically, we lose limbs, legs, arms, and so forth to the devices that they plant along the roadsides and such. It's frustrating to get to the truth to the people," writes this letter writer to me. "Most Americans do not understand. I went home on military leave and told them that my only job is to guard the poppy fields so that heroin can be produced and sold to the West by the CIA, and everybody laughed at me. I protested. I told my family, 'You don't know what's going on in Afghanistan.' 'I do. I've been there 2 years. And they told me our presidents like Bush and Obama would never allow such a thing. How gullible the American people are," says this soldier. Deceivers, my friends. Down the rabbit hole, we find them. And the American people are dumbed down and in a state of denial. This is Tex Mars. We're going to take a quick break now. And when we come back, we're going to look at Sarah Palin and John McCain, Ann Coulter, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich. Now, that's a lizard name for you. And a lot more. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Mars. Hello again, Tex Mars. You know, I was reading an article sent to me by one of the top stock market and investment analysts in China. That's right. He has his offices in China. He's an American, Larry Edelson. For 33 years, he's been one of the top stock market analysts. A lot of people know about the accuracy of his forecast. He's talked about the commodity boom. He predicted gold's price to rise. And now, though, he's got a new revelation. He calls it the Great Betrayal of 2012. The Great Betrayal of 2012. I want to read what Larry Edelson has to say, because I saw this article and I was absolutely amazed. It seems like it came right off of the film of my new video, Die America Die. In fact, I'm going to tell you how to get your personal copy of this tremendous new video. Some people are saying it's the most important video documentary that Tex Morrison Power Prophecy Ministries has ever produced. Well, let me tell you what Larry Edelson has to say. Now, imagine, here's a man that's been in the investment business for 33 years, one of the most respected investment advisors in the world. He has his offices, his headquarters is now in China. And what he says is absolutely confirmation of everything that I unmask and expose in my video, my DVD, Die America Die. Listen to what he says. He says, he starts off with this word, shocker, shocker. Now I'm going to quote Larry Edelson. He says, Washington is conspiring with China's leaders to destroy the value of every dollar you earn, spend, save, and invest. He said, there is damning evidence that you must immediately protect yourself. Wow. As Washington and Beijing, writes Adelson, gut the U.S. dollar. Now, Larry Edelson's been featured in Forbes magazine, Bloomberg, CBS Market Watch, CNBC. And now he says, in my more than three decades as an investment analyst, I've never seen anything like this. He said he's been to the World Financial Center in Shanghai, China. We were just talking about Shanghai. Did you know there's a World Financial Center in Shanghai? Friends, did you know there's a bank called Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, HSBC? It is one of the largest banks in the world. And it was given tens of billions of free dollars by the Fed Reserve System of the United States. Ben Bernanke gave HSBC, this Shanghai Hong Kong bank, billions of our dollars. You say, Tex, that's impossible. Folks, get Die America Die. I actually have a copy of the Fed audit of 2011, 261 pages. And in Die America Die, I show you the pages that prove from the audit of the Fed, the first ever audit since 1913. It was only a partial audit, but it was enough, 261 pages of documentation that they've been distributing American billions of dollars, in fact, $17 trillion, to banks and corporations in Europe and Asia and around the world, while we've been deprived here in the United States of America. Edelson writes this. He says, I have uncovered compelling evidence that the Chinese government is conspiring with Washington, D.C. to impoverish you and sentence your children and your grandchildren to lives of financial servitude. He says, I know this is a shocking assertion. And frankly, most people will call me crazy for even suggesting such a thing. But it's true. It's happening. There is going to be a crisis engineered by China's leaders in collusion with our own leaders in Washington, D.C. And I call it, says Mr. Adelson, the Great Betrayal of 2012. Folks, people are worried about the Mayan end-of-the-world prophecies. They say December 21st, 2012 will be the end of the world. There's even a movie about 2012. Discovery Channel recently had a show, End-Time Preppers. People are preparing for the end of the world. It's not going to be because of the Mayan prophecies, though, folks. But Larry Adelson is in the real world. He's not down in South America standing in front of some Mayan Incan pyramid in Peru or in Aztec lands, ancient Aztec lands of Mexico. No, 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 no. He's at the World Financial Center in Shanghai, China. And he's talking about the great betrayal of 2012. You can discover the truth about it with my video, Die, America, Die. And listen, folks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a copy. And if you can, what they call burn it. In other words, make copies of DVDs. A lot of people can go down and buy a DVD burner for, I don't know, $70, $60. Then they already have them maybe in their hard drive and, configuration of their computers. Order one copy of my video, and then I'm authorizing you to make thousands of copies and pass them around. I am suspending copyright. Now, I want you to buy one copy to do this, okay, because we need to survive too, okay? But if you will make copies for your friends, for your neighbor, for your pastor, distribute this video far and wide. Now listen, we're also prepared. If you want to buy them in quantity, you can buy 100 of these videos if you can afford it. Buy 100 copies and give a copy to your friend. We'll give you a special discount. The video is $25. It's 80 minutes in length. $25 for the video. 80 minutes of facts, of hard facts, like you won't believe. As for the video, Die America Die. $25. Add $5 shipping and handling, and that's a total of $30. It is well worth it, I promise you. Then when you get the video, if you want to make copies free, you can do so. If you can get access to your cable access studios, you can run it for free there in the studio and show your whole community. A lot of communities allow you to do that, to show movies and things and educational products. And here's the thing. If you are impressed by this video, or God puts it in your heart to buy additional copies to give friends, to pass out, to show crowds of neighbors and others at your church or at your organization, then call us. And if you can order, 10 or more, we'll give you a discount. Okay? We'll give you a discount. The more you order, the more discount we give you. If you order 100 at once, we'll give you more of a discount. As I said, I'm suspending copyright so you can make free copies. Now, I don't want you to sell them. Please don't sell them. If you want to give them out free, that's fine. But buy the first copy from us. Buy 3 or 4 copies and give to your friends. I'm praying this video will get out to a large audience. We don't have but a short timer. I don't know what bad things are going to happen. Now, listen, folks. I'm not prophesying. The Mayans, that's a bunch of baloney. They prophesied, some people believe they did, December 21 is the end of the world this year. I'm not saying the world is going to end this year. Don't quote me. But it could. It could end. I doubt December 21st, because God would like to just confound the devil and the Mayans. I mean, those were devil worshipers. They cut hearts out of people. They sacrificed human beings to their sun god. I don't believe anything they said. They're prophecies of the end of the world. But I tell you what, Jesus says in the book of Revelation, there will be an end of things. His disciples asked Jesus, Lord, tell us, what will be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world? His disciples ask him that. That's in Matthew 23 and 24. Jesus could have said, oh, don't worry about that. Nobody knows that. Don't worry about it. That's not important. Just go out and preach. Preach the kingdom, and don't worry about the end of the world. But he didn't. Jesus sat down with his disciples, and he explained exactly what would happen, the signs that would come at the end of the world. And folks, most of those signs have been occurring. Signs and wonders of the end of all things could be at hand. Now, I believe there's several key events that have to occur. And I doubt if 2012 will be the end of the world, but there will be dramatic events that do occur. Things that will change our lives here in America and the lives of billions of people around this globe. I know that's going to occur. I don't know whether we'll have a major war or World War III, but we might. We're threatening Iran. We basically declared war on Iran for no reason at all. Our leaders and Israel are convincing the people that we're under nuclear threat from Iran, and that is an absolute vicious lie. But just like they lied about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they're lying to us again, and they want death. Don't you know the Bible and the book of Proverbs? Do you know what the prophet says there? God actually gave this word. He said, all those who hate me love death. All those who hate God love death. They're the death makers. They have blood on their hands. Don't you understand, folks? These are not normal human beings. They don't have a heart. They don't have empathy, sympathy, kindness, and mercy like you and I do. They're monsters in human form. The Bible says the devil's agents come disguised as ministers of righteousness. They come disguised as angels of light. They're deceivers. And now Larry Edelson, this famous investment analyst headquartered in Asia, says the great betrayal of 2012 is upon us. I don't doubt him one bit. Please get Die America Die. Show it to your friends. Make more copies. Order more copies. Let's get the word out of me. And write to in the chat pages online. Send emails to friends and to these people that have these other patriotic web pages and tell them about this video. Write favorable reviews on Amazon.com if you're led to do that. And so as to bring other people to this knowledge. And I don't mind begging you to do that. That's how important it is. I spent many months in great pain in my body. I had a number of physical ailments that afflicted me during the research for this video. And I had to postpone it quite many times. Jerry will tell you that, how many times I had to postpone this video and kept delaying it. But maybe that was God's plan. Maybe that was God's plan. So this video is produced through tears. But it is effective because it is an antiseptic, and that's because it is truth-telling. Okay, let's return to our regular program. I want to, of course, mention to you how to get the video is to phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's toll-free during the work week, Monday through Friday, until 5:30 Central Standard Time. And that's 1-800, that's a toll-free call, 234-9673. Of course, you can go to powerofprophecy.com and order it. By the way, powerofprophecy.com is the same as texmars.com. And you know my name has an E on the end. Oh, the midwife made a mistake. She misspelled my name. She added an E, but that made it a conversation piece. I don't mind. T-E-X-E. My last name is Mars, M-A-R-R-S. So it's just text Mars. Run the two words together, textmars.com. And, of course, that is the word from Mars. Our address, if you want to order the video, I just about forgot that Jerry's over here signaling me. He keeps me straight here in the studio office. Hey, our address, of course, for the video is $30. That takes your postage and handling is Power Prophecy, or text Mars, 1708, that's 1708, Patterson, Patterson, Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You know, the name Patterson reminds me, Jerry, of my good friend who's retired now, who was publisher of Criminal Politics magazine, Larry Patterson from Cincinnati, Ohio. Haven't seen him for quite a while. I guess it's been about 2 years since I went up and visited he and his precious wife, Barbara, there in Cincinnati. Great man. Many years exposing just the kind of things that we're exposing now. And finally, he's retired, and Criminal Politics was put on the shelf. I love that name, by the way. Criminal Politics. Name of a magazine. Boy, there's a lot of that going around. Hey, Sarah Palin. What a hoaxer she is. She was placed in office by Jewish agents, of course. I've told you about that. But it's interesting. Here's a news item I just got in. It says a top Palin aide, as it turns out, is on George Soros' payroll. George Soros' payroll. Of course, George Soros is also the big benefactor and the sponsor of these Occupy movement demonstrations that are supposedly of liberal Democrats. Now, Sarah Palin, as you know, was a Tea Party darling. But isn't it strange that she was is now today a big endorser and backer of Newt Gingrich? Yeah, that's the one she sponsors. She says she would vote for Newt Gingrich in a heartbeat. Newt Gingrich, but isn't he old establishment hack? Isn't he the guy that wrote the foreword to the treasonous, traitorous book, Creating a New Civilization, written by the Jews, the Tofflers, that called for the end of American sovereignty? That's the same Newt Gingrich. The lobbyist for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the mortgage corrupt organizations, and he got $1.6 million for his lobbying efforts, the same Newt Gingrich, and Sarah Palin is backing him. But remember, even though John McCain chose her as his vice presidential running mate, she then turned around after the election and backed John McCain to be the senator to win re-election of the state of Arizona. She went and told Tea Party people to vote for John McCain. But isn't John McCain the guy that says we need open borders? Yes, that's true. And we want amnesty to be given out to all these millions of illegal aliens. That same John McCain that says we need the National Defense Authorization Act. In other words, we need gulag prison camps across America, and Obama should have the right to murder any American citizen he wants to using the U.S. Army troops. Yes, John McCain voted for that. And John McCain goodness gracious. Sarah Palin still backs John McCain today. And she still backs Newt Gingrich. According to American Free Press, they said that this guy continues an unending assault on your liberties, John McCain. He voted to end the constitutional right to habeas corpus so they can lock you away in Guantanamo for being a domestic terrorist. Don't criticize your government. You could end up on some list for being a domestic terrorist. In fact, John McCain introduced two bills in the Senate that would allow the federal government to detain citizens indefinitely without trial. And listen to this. He is also the author of Senate Bill 3002, a bill that would authorize the federal government to regulate vitamins and herbs and control all health and natural food products. Wow. And recently, John McCain introduced another bill, which will allow the federal government to arrest U.S. citizens and detain them forever without any Miranda rights or even being charged with a crime. Come on. And by the way, the American Free Press tells the truth here when they said that McCain is Mr. Climate Change wacko himself. He believes in climate change. He believes in global warming. He's an Al Gore crony. In fact, McCain actually told Al Gore that if he were elected president when McCain was running for president, he told Al Gore, I want you to work in my administration and develop a new and much tougher United Nations-sponsored global warming treaty. He wanted to tie America down to a global warming treaty. You know that cap-and-trade thing where you would pay taxes for every gallon of gasoline that you bought? Wow. John McCain. And, of course, he's an Israeli freak. Hey, talk about some freaks. Homosexuals are freaks. The Bible tells you about the effeminate. It says they're depraved. It says they've been turned over to the devil because they have a reprobate mind. That's what the Bible says about homosexuality. Now, that's politically incorrect, isn't it? And really, I shouldn't talk about those things, should I? Well, too bad, because I'm going to talk about them anyway. Ann Coulter has joined the conservative. By the way, she said, I want a conservative for president, but she's now endorsed Mitt Romney, Mr. Flip-Flop, who's by no means a conservative. Ann Coulter has joined the board of a national homosexual group. That's right. Columnist Ann Coulter has written all these best-selling books. She claims to be a conservative. Is now on the advisory board of Go Proud, the Republican Party's homosexual activist organization. Some say Ann is a lesbian. But no. She says, no, I live with my Jewish boyfriend. Huh? No wonder she's a Zionist freak. She was living with her boyfriend was a Jewish guy, she claims, or was it a girlfriend? In any case, when she was invited on this board, not only did she tell the queers, the gays, the fags of this group, go proud, that she would be proud to join their group as a board member, she said, quote, I look forward to being the queen of fabulous. Oh, yes. I look forward to being the queen of fabulous. By the way, Ann Coulter has agreed to appear on gay TV programs as... By the way, here's another item for you. Not only is she on the board for this queer organization, but they made her the chairperson. The chairperson. And she's taping a program for a gay cable network. It's going to promote gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual ideas and concepts. They call that GLBT. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual. The executive director of Go Proud, Jimmy LaSalvia, naturally a homosexual himself, says Ann Coulter and I had a great time at our recent fundraiser in Dallas. We had our lunch at a restaurant they call the Gay Mecca in West Hollywood. We really hit it off. We look forward to gay people everywhere getting the chance to hear about our organization directly from Ann Coulter. And doesn't that just warm your hearts, folks? What a political misfit. Meanwhile, look at Mitt Romney, the guy she's promoting for office now. As governor of Massachusetts, the guy promoted same-sex marriage and transgenderism. He helped push forward the transgender movement. Unbelievable. In fact, a new book has just come out. Author Amy Contrada documents Romney's support of the transgender. That's people that can't believe, they don't know whether they're boys or girls, I guess. She said Governor Romney went beyond gay rights to promote transgender rights. Folks, in my newsletter, Power of Prophecy, I had a news article and I showed you the headline of a gay newspaper in Massachusetts, in Boston, when Romney was running for office. Romney was interviewed by this gay newspaper, and I want to quote Mitt Romney, quote, if I'm elected governor of Massachusetts, I will out Kennedy, Ted Kennedy. He'll out Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, by supporting the gay rights movement. I'll do more for you gays than Ted Kennedy does as your governor. During the Romney administration, they put out a poster that was required for schools entitled Transgendered Health. It was also posted in doctor's offices, school nurses' offices, public transportation. On the poster, there was a picture of a flamboyant drag queen wearing gobs of makeup and a unnaturally flat-chested young butch female with piercings on her face. This is the ideal person in Massachusetts. Oh, boy. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich, his new wife, his third wife, Callista, the blonde, who could become our first lady, gave an interview, and she was talking about her marriage to Newt Gingrich. She was asked about her bridesmaid. She said, yes, my bridesmaid was one of my friends. In fact, she was my roommate in college, Kate Olson. Well, some people decided to find out who this bridesmaid was. You know, you're not going to ask for somebody to be your bridesmaid at your wedding. You're not going to be their roommate at college unless they're a very special person. And Kate Olson certainly is. She's a flaming lesbian. Callista's roommate in college was a flaming lesbian. Her bridesmaid, when she married Newt Gingrich, was a flaming lesbian. And Callista was asked about this. Does she see any problem with having a lesbian as her bridesmaid at her marriage to Newt Gingrich? Guess what she said? Newt didn't have any problem with it at all. He's very broad-minded. There you go, friends. Gingrich and Callista Their bridesmaid at their wedding, Kate Olson. By the way, Kate Olson is an Episcopal minister, a woman minister. Doesn't it make you sick to see these women ministers? The Bible forbids that, but they have no shame. Now, I know some of you people that are charismatic are going to write to them, there's nothing wrong with women ministers. Oh, shut up. I wasn't placed in the ministry by God to change the Bible, folks. If you want somebody to change the Bible, then go see these wackos in the Word of Faith movement. You know, the Kenneth Copelands and the Todd Bentleys and all these others out there. And get my video, by the way, The Blind and the Dead, and find out about them before you go run toward them. Let me read you Romans 1, verses 26 and 28 and 32. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient. That means are not proper. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Do you get that, folks? The gays, the homosexuals, know. They know of the judgment of God. They know they've been turned over to a reprobate mind, over to Satan. And they do it anyway. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. J.C. Penney's has a new CEO. And a new board. J.C. Penney's, founded by a Christian, Mr. Penney, but it's become a reprobate organization. They recently have a new spokesperson for J.C. Penney, national spokesperson. She's going to do tons of ads. She's going to be paid millions of dollars for her work. Her name, Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres, the lesbian, in your face lesbian, butch hairstyle. Proud. Yep, I'm gay, she says. Proud to be a gay. It's In Your Face by J.C. Penney. Now, there's a group called 1MillionMoms.com. They've asked J.C. Penney to choose another spokesperson. Somebody, they're not asking for a Christian. They just want somebody that's neutral in the culture war. And you know what J.C. Penney told them? Get lost. Well, I have news for J.C. Penney. Tex Mars and Power Prophecy is calling for an all-out boycott. I will not shop at JCPenney. How about you, folks? And you tell the manager of your JCPenney store, you have your spokesperson as Ellen DeGeneres. You will not have an account by me at your store. I think we need to teach these people a lesson. They slap Christians in the face. They slap traditional families and people in the face. And they think there will be no recompense. Well, think again, J.C. Penney and Mr. Johnson, the new CEO. Think again. We've gone down the rabbit hole and we've seen your filthy, debauched face. And we're tired of it as Christians and American patriots. We're tired of it. And we want something better for our children and our grandchildren. This is Tex Mars. It's been great being with you today. As we've burrowed down the rabbit hole and looked at a lot of things, it's been great fun. You know, it is fun to expose evil, to uplift the good, to tell the truth, isn't it? Don't you love doing this? Of course, they'll heap coals on your head. They'll be angry at you. They always have been at Truth Tellers. Continue to tell the truth. Continue to be a troublemaker for Jesus Christ. Be an example of what's good in this world. And until next time, friends, my prayer is that you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.